Hi, I'm Bob Masalgo, welcoming you to this in-studio session. What a great way to finish off our Member Appreciation Week. We're at In Your Ear Studios in Richmond with an audience of WNRN members and friends for a session with Robert Earl Keen. He brought his band, or part of his band, along with him today, the Robert Earl Keen Band. They're going to be playing tonight at the National in Richmond. They'll also be at the Paramount Theater tomorrow evening in Charlottesville. He's got a new album, came out last year originally in a box set, a vinyl box set, but they've also just rolled out a digital version of that album, and you can find that on your streaming services now. Robert, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be here. It's a beautiful studio. We usually get kind of crammed into a little closet and stuff, and so this is special for us.
We have a closet
okay.
that we can use if you'd prefer that.
I might feel more comfortable in there, you know. I'll stop right there.
So I remember back in 1992 seeing an announcement about you retiring from touring, and it saddened a lot of people, me included. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how pleased I am
to
see
you. You mean in 2002? Because in 1992, I would have been retired for a long, long time.
Maybe, let me say 2 years ago. Let's just do it
right,
that way.
There you go.
There we go.
There you go.
But you're back, and it's great to have you back in the Commonwealth. Yeah. Why the change of heart?
Well, I now call it my retirement ha-ha. It was about, like, there were a few things that I wanted to, like, shore up. And then I played a few gigs, and I thought, well, what the hell am I doing? I wasn't having any fun out there in the country, melting into the sidewalk, just, like, freaking out. So I decided, like, you know, better served, like, getting out and playing some. So that's what I'm doing.
Well, if it's good for you, it's good for us. You have a song you'd like to share with us now?
This is one that seems to be a fan favorite. It certainly is one of my favorites because it reminds me of how I wrote this. I wrote this in this old POS RV that we had. And I remember I was just about to just like really feel like I was getting sick or something. I had a real bad headache. And then I laid down in this thing, in this RV, and oddly enough, it made me feel really, really good. And I was thinking about, you know, a place where I'd been where I felt really good. And so this one's called Feeling Good Again. Stand out on Main Street across from Mr. Blues in a faded leather jacket, my weathered broken shoes. A chill north wind was blowing, the spring was coming on, as I wondered to myself how long I had been gone. I strolled across on Main Street, walked down a flight of stairs, stepped to the hall and saw all my friends were there. A neon sign was flashing, welcome, come on in. It feels so good, feeling good again. My favorite band was playing an Otis Redding song, and when they sang the chorus, everybody sang along. Dan and Margarita were swaying side by side. I heard they were divorcing. I left, they got it sliding. I wished I had some money with which to buy around. I wish I cashed my paycheck before I came to town. But I reached through my pocket, found 3 20s and a 10. It feels good, feeling good again. And there was old man Perkins sitting on a stool, watching Butch and Jimmy Dine, talking loud, playing pool. The boys from Silver City were standing by the fire, singing like they thought they were the Tabernacle Choir. I wanted you to see them all, I wished you were there. I looked across the room, saw you standing on the stair. And when I caught your eye, I saw you break into a grin. It feels good, feeling good again. I wanted you to see them all, I wished you were there. I looked across the room and saw you standing on the stair. And when I caught your eye, I saw you bring to a grin. It feels good, feeling good again. Feels good, feeling good again.
Robert Earl Keen in studio on WNRN. He's going to be playing this evening at the National in Richmond. He'll also be at the Paramount Theater in Charlottesville tomorrow evening. I think that song is a great example of why Robert's in the Texas Heritage Songwriters Hall of Fame. I bet there aren't many people here who don't know it's the words to at least one Robert Earl Keen song. I know the words to that one.
Thank you. Thanks.
Your new record, Western Chill, is a little different from the others mm-hmm. in that it brings in a lot of the skills and talents of your band members, which mm-hmm. have been with you for a long time. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about the conception and the making of that album?
Well, it was during the time of COVID, and once upon a time in the time of COVID, we had nothing to do but rehearse, so we were rehearsing, and after we did that for a month or so, I decided, well, you know, we ought to make the most out of this and, you know, make up some songs or bring some songs to the table. So everybody brought songs to the table, and I had some songs, and we put them all together. And we decided we would just shoot it. We had some equipment like you have here, so we shot it as a DVD, and we recorded it at the same time. And then it just blossomed into a bigger format. After that, we put out a songbook with it and a graphic novel which stars Zane, that would be me, and Zane's dog Mac, that would be my dog Mac. And they travel around looking for adventures. And so that's a big part of it. And of course, the DVD's in there. So you get this whole big package, and you can see everybody playing while we're actually recording these songs.
And now that album's just been released in digital form as well,
uh-huh.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's, it's been really, really good to have out there, because one of the reasons I wanted to, make sure everybody brought some socks to the table on this deal was because, these guys are incredible, world-class musicians. And a lot of times, the guys that they call sidemen don't get enough credit. I don't think they get enough credit because, they really shore up a lot of people, up there, playing, like I do, like that. And it just doesn't sound all that good, but you got these guys behind you and it makes you sound like $1 million. So I thought they should, the spotlight should be on them. So we mix this up with a great deal of their songs and my songs and then put it all together in this one package like that. Yeah,
it certainly sounds great. Could you share one of the songs from the new album with
us? Yeah, we'll do the title cut, so everybody will remember the title cut. It's called Western Chill. There we go. So. It's easy to be somebody, but it's hard to disappear. Let's face it, everybody, sometimes you just want to be by yourself. It's when I slip off in the evening with some ice cold beer. Me, myself, and I, nobody else.
You see, I got this little cabin. It's only built for one. Perfectly situated on the western side of the hill. I sit back with my cold beer and I watch the setting sun. All the stars start popping out and the world is clean and still. Western chill, it's what I've been needing. Western chill in the cool part of the evening. It's my own configuration from my imagination. Western chill. Oh, Gimmer, chill out. Sometimes I go down to the river and I take off all of my clothes.
Oh, no.
And I think about that movie where the prisoners meet the sirens. And I don't want to be that guy.
Oh, not that guy.
They turned into a toad. But if I met a siren, I'd be inclined to try one. Western chill. Under the stars of Orion. Western chill. Just me and my pretty siren. It's my favorite destination to soothe my frustration. The best darn vacation in all of creation. Western chill. Western chill.
Robert O'Keefe with Western Chill in studio on WNRN. It's the title song to the new album, available now. He's got a show tonight at the National in Richmond. Another one tomorrow in Charlottesville at the Paramount Theater. Robert, would you mind introducing your two bandmates that are with you?
Oh, no, absolutely. Love to. Bill, over here on this bass, is that a good bass, Bill?
Huh?
That bass, is it good? It's not your regular bass, is it?
It's pretty good.
Pretty good. It's pretty good bass. Okay. Pretty good. Okay, So, Bill and I have been playing together, what is it now, 29 years?
29 years.
Yeah, and we've had a total of about 45 minutes worth of conversation in those 29 years. That's how to make a relationship work, I want to say. You structure the boundaries. So anyway, no, Bill's a great guy. He's a great bass player. Lives in San Marcos, Texas. And if we had more time, we'd do one of his songs on the new record, but we don't. But anyway, he's got some great songs. He's got a great song called The Blue Light on that record. It's just beautiful. So have to check that out if you can. But Bill Whitbeck.
Well,
And then Kim's been playing with us about 10 years, right? Something like that. Yeah, Kim's from Australia. He's the Australia mandolin champion and just all around good guy. He got the Good Guy Award a few years ago, and then I took it back from him. But I'm kidding. Anyway, great mandolin player, great everything player, and he's from Adelaide, Australia, and he lives in Austin, Texas now. Kim Warner. There you go. Yes, sir. And Kim brought in a great instrumental. It's called Hello Stranger. You got to check this one out. It's just a really great song. It sounds like it should go on Game of Thrones or something. It's fantastic. They're actually going to resurrect Game of Thrones just so they can put that song on there. As a matter of fact, I'm just letting you know. So anyway, we're gonna wrap it up with this one song I wrote this song, and I was in my backyard, and there's a little stair step that goes down to my backyard, and I was so proud of this song because it was the same day that I wrote another song called Mi Hamburguesa, which was the beginning of prelude to an opera that I was going to write called Mi Hamburguesa, which is my hamburger in Spanish. So I was really proud of that, and my two girls who were young back then, they were like pre-teens, and they came down the stairs, and they said, and I said, listen, you know, you can see that in girls. You can see them coming with some request, and you're really just, you just want to stop them. So I just went, stop, please. And they were, what? I just want you to listen to this song. So, you know, like you heard this song at least because I think it's a really cool song and I think you're going to like it. And they went, okay. And I said, okay. So I played it for them and I said, well, what do you think? And they said, can we go to Taco Casa now? I said, yeah, get out of here, please. But it actually is kind of appropriate for this song. So it goes like Kim's going to start it. I ain't got time to shoot the breeze, got no time to blow. Excuse me, mister, if you please, I gotta go. Born one morn on the Day of the Dead in a bombed out bungalow. My mama kissed my cheek and said, I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere. I gotta go. Wasting time standing here. I gotta go. They put me in an orphanage west of Tupelo. I told them when I burnt that bridge, I gotta go. Stole a car, got a gun, robbed a hidey hole. I left Memphis on the run. I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere. I gotta go. Wasting time standing here. I gotta go. The deuce is wild, three kings in a row. I turn that diamond deuce and smile. I gotta go. They tracked me down, took my take. Brother, don't you know? I told them, boys, there's some mistake. I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere. I gotta go. Wasting time standing here. I gotta go. Cold steel up against my head. They turn the lights down low. In case you didn't hear, I said, I gotta go.
Say it nice and slow.
My last word on this planet were, I gotta go somewhere. I gotta go.
wasting time standing here. I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere. I gotta go. Wasting time standing here. I gotta go. Kim Warner, Bill Whitbeck. My name is Robert O'Keen. Thank you.
All right, just remind everybody, they'll be at the National in Richmond tonight, at the Paramount Theater in Charlottesville tomorrow night. You're playing one of your older albums as part of these shows as well.
Yes.
Can you tell us which one you're doing which night?
Gringo Honeymoon, I think.
Ooh.
Is that what we're doing? Dionne? I don't know. Remember? Yeah. Yeah, we're doing a bunch of songs from Gringo Honeymoon.
So. That's terrific. That'll
be
great.
Yeah. That one has some real popular songs on it, yeah.
They all have popular songs on them.
Yeah. They do, but they're only popular with me in the car when I turn it up real loud and go, wow, that's awesome. Okay.
Okay, thanks to Carlos and everyone here at In Your Studios for making this session possible. Our WNRN staff, especially our WNRN members and their guests for being here. Thank yourselves for being here. And also Robert O'Keen and his bandmates.
Thanks, Bob.